Ah, forever. 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 Forever, ever. I'm forever. I'm forever. I'm forever. I'm blessed. Forever. 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 Forever, ever. I'm forever. I'm forever. I'm forever. Forever. Blessed. Listen, we want to welcome each and everybody to the Brunch Way podcast show. I go by the name of Jay Cove. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited about what God is doing. What God is doing for us in 2024. What God is about to do for you in 2024. So look, let me give you a brief rundown about what the Brunch Way is. The Brunch Way is a motivational podcast show. We talk about any and everything that's motivational. I don't care if it's a new business. I don't care if you're getting healed or getting out of prison to better yourself and others. We talking about it. So that's what the Brunch Way is. And a lot of what we're going to do is have brunch over motivational talk. That's why we call it the Brunch Way. I came from a family background that likes to eat. We had a family restaurant. And every time we eat together, we motivate each other. So I came up with the name The Brunch Way. So today I have a quick motivational sermon for you. Listen, it's all about God on this show. If we ain't talking about nothing, we talking about God. So if I was to title this message on today, it'd be simply called The Finishing Product. I'm going to get right into it because I want someone to grasp this in their mind and take this word during the week and process it in their mind. The finishing product. I'll be reading a scripture in Acts. Acts the 9th chapter. And I'll be reading verses 3 and 5. Acts the 9th chapter, verses 3 and 5. And it reads, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. If I was to title this message to the people, it'll be called The Finishing Product. I titled this message because God is about to do something amazing for us in 2024. God is about to show up and show out. I simply believe that miracles are going to take place. Healing is about to take place. I simply believe financial freedom is about to take place. I simply believe whenever you're on your way to greatness, Satan will send all kinds of distractions to take you off course. But you ought to make up your mind on this year and declare that Satan is a liar in all his ways. See, whenever you're on your way to greatness, understand all the troubles that you're going through is necessary. If you're beside anybody and listening to this message, you ought to look at them and tell them, don't get discouraged in your becoming. Isn't it something how Satan gets up early and he tells you what you can't be, what you can't have, who your mama was, who your daddy was, only because he sees the very thing that you can't see. And that's the greatness and the assignment that God has on your life. I'm just here to tell somebody that you're one step closer to your destiny and what God has called you to be. But don't you dare give up now in this season, because God wants to see the finishing product. See, the truth about Paul, he was a very unlikely candidate for the service of the Lord. Here was a man who was feared and hated by Christians, and one who did everything in his power to destroy the name of the Lord Jesus. But yet, God reached down in his grace and took this man from where he was and used him to change the world. God used him in such a great manner that Paul's ministry is still reaping fruit today. Just the fact that we are talking about his life and the impact he had on the world is a testimony to the way God used him then and is using him now. See, if Saul had remained a Jewish rabbi, we will be missing 13 or 27 books of the New Testament if he did not allow God to use him. I'm talking about the finishing product. There are three records in our past deeds that the world will always carry with us. The first record, it is record that is carried in our mind. Secondly, is the record that is carried by all those who knew what we used to do. And third, is the record that is carried by Satan, and he will throw it in your past and in your future all the time. One of the reasons we often see ourselves differently than God does because we're still focusing on the works in progress. In other words, we are looking at all the incomplete things in our lives, but God sees the finishing product and future events all as one. See, in the Bible days, grapes and olives, in order to produce a fine wine, they all had to go through a tribulation. Isn't it something that God wants to see the and bring out the wine and joy and the oil of gladness in your life? But the only way he will get it out is he going to have to press it at you. Isn't it something how people throw away broken things? But God never uses anything until he first breaks it. I got 3 points and we're going to leave on that note. The first point is, faith is not a continual asking God to do something on our behalf, but knowing that it's already done. Secondly, consider it done. If you received everything when you wanted it in your life, would you even know what patience was all about? And third, always expect God to use you. That's my message. I like to keep sermons short so you can process it in your mind and keep it right there. So let us pray. Father, we just simply want to say thank you. Now, Lord, for the ones that listen to this message on this week or today, touch them in a special way, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Come see about them. Come in the secret places of their heart. Show up tremendously that they only know is you. In Jesus' name. I go by the name of Jacob. Y'all be blessed and live on purpose.
I'm forever, 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 ever. I'm forever, I'm forever, I'm forever, I'm blessed, forever, 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 ever. I'm forever, I'm forever, I'm forever, forever, blessed.